USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A deal on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package is in sight after an 11th-hour agreement Saturday, clearing the way for Congress to vote at any time now. The bill includes a fresh round of bailouts for businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction, along with a $300 weekly increase in unemployment benefits and stimulus payments of $600. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged his colleagues to seal the deal.
The American people cannot feed their families or pay their bills with Congress good faith discussions. They need us to act. We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is optimistic that final approval is near.
I believe there is good faith from all four corners of congressional leadership to finalize an agreement very soon.
USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
A fire at a foreclosed home in Queens, New York, killed a mother and her kids and injured several other people, including two firefighters on Saturday. One firefighter fell through the floor, but luckily was not seriously injured.
This is a terrible tragedy, not just for this community, but for our city. And at this time of year, when these things strike, it just tears your heart out.
WABC reports the city has been investigating the home for 2 years after receiving complaints of possible squatters and illegal dwellings. Officials said the home had a history of code violations and 8 people were living there. Afghanistan's capital of Kabul was rocked with an explosion on Sunday morning from a car bomb that killed at least 9 people and wounded 20 others, including a member of parliament, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. The death toll could be higher as crews combed through the rubble. ISIS has claimed responsibility for Saturday's rocket attack at a U.S. base in Afghanistan and in attacks in the capital over the past few months. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
In early Sunday NFL action for Week 15, the Seahawks, Titans, and Colts got their 10th wins. Seattle took down the Washington football team 20-15. Tennessee over the Lions 46-25. And Indy beats the Texans 27-20. Also, the Dolphins take down the Patriots 22-12. The Jags were no match for the Ravens, who ran away 40-14. Bears win at the Vikings 33-27. The Bucks win in Atlanta 31-27. And with a late flurry of scoring, the Cowboys at home hold off the 49ers 41-33. The Browns and Giants meet on Sunday Night Football. To the ice, where the NHL has announced its restart. Here's Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The National Hockey League and its players' union have come to a tentative agreement on the start of the 2021 season. The deal contains a 56-game schedule with no preseason games. There will also be a one-year divisional realignment. But there are still issues that need to be worked out. The 7 Canadian teams may begin their seasons in the U.S. while the league negotiates over COVID protocols with the provincial health authorities. The San Jose Sharks may also begin their season away from home, as all contact sports have been banned in their home Santa Clara County until at least January 8th.
The National Hockey League Board of Governors voted today to approve the plan. It now goes to the players for their vote. Games are set to begin on January 13th. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.